Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Paul Stafford, and this is the Paul Stafford Show. I'm gonna talk about my impressions of the film, the changes in plot, and how I was portrayed in the film, and some advice. So first of all, if you don't know who I am, I was Catherine's partner in NASA. I was a scientist. I was very smart, but you know, as we all know, Catherine was smarter than me. So let's just hop right into it. So my impressions of the film, I thought the film was great. I thought, you know, it really was true. And I was racist. I do admit to that, but I've changed. I have promised. But I thought it was very detailed. It showed a lot of emotion. Maybe not as much as the book, but we'll get there. So some impressions of the film. Throughout the film, you know, you can see the perseverance of the three ladies and how they didn't let racism and sexism change what they're going to accomplish. So I do agree with that. I tried my hardest. I tried to let them, you know, during meetings, I wouldn't let them in. I was just mean. I was rude. You know, some of that stuff. They just kept going and kept going. And they really did make their way to be, you know, to leave a mark on NASA and to show why they deserve to be in those meetings and everything. So the film personally opened my eyes because, you know, I didn't realize how racist I really was. I didn't realize how much of an impact I made on their lives. And the funny thing is, you know, I made an impact on their lives in a bad way, but I also, you know, I feel like I drove them to work harder and to persevere harder so they could get in those meetings and, you know, they could work harder and they could, you know, just all that stuff, you know. So basically, you know, and it also opened my eyes because people working for NASA really didn't care. It's like I didn't really care at the time. You know, if you were the smartest or the most hardworking person, you know, I only cared. I'll be honest with you. We, the people of NASA that were white, and usually we were males, did not care what, only cared if you were black, or if you were white, sorry. So it really was crazy. I totally regret what I said to her and what I said to them. You know, I do admit to that. So now, how was I portrayed? You know, these are good questions, but I think I was portrayed as a racist person, yeah, which I was, but also a person that never said a lot of harsh stuff in front of the boss. So, you know, everybody's afraid of, you know, talking bad in front of the boss. We gotta admit that. It's just true. But for me, I really said some bad stuff. So I was smart, and I do agree. But I feel like I didn't want to admit that Catherine or, you know, the actor Taraji was smarter than me, you know. And it's funny because, you know, Catherine in real life was smarter than me, but the actor was still smarter than me. They were way smarter than me. But, all right, now some plot changes, like changes I would make. I think in the book there are more feelings. I think, you know, the book described things better, such as the emotions. You know, the emotions going around, not just in NASA, but at their house, and, you know. So I think I would change some of that. And, you know, the books are always better. That's what I think. I think the book Hidden Figures was a great detailed book. And so basically, now I'm gonna go through advice with the actor actually portraying me, Jim Parsons. I think it's Jim Parsons, if I'm correct. So I'm gonna tell him, like, you know, you gotta be a little bit quiet. But you want to be, it's like you want to open your shell, but you want to, but you don't want to at the same time. So I'm going to tell them, like, you need to just try to make that known to the people watching, because I really was shy, but at the same time, I really wanted to talk. I really wanted to step out. So yeah, those are some good, I think that's some good advice. And also good advice, don't make me look bad. I'm just kidding. That's fine. I know I was a bad person, so yeah. I think that the movie makes me seem bad, it's for the reason to show that the perseverance of the women, you know, how the perseverance of the women were great or strong and were high. I think I'm okay with that. As long as it's showing the perseverance, that's all I really care about. So I know I'm only supposed to talk about those things, but I'm also going to talk about some quotes that I really liked. So a quote that I really liked, you know, and I thought was very clever, you know, in the movie, was when Catherine talked with respect to Glenn Powell. So Glenn Powell was actually one of my other partners. You know, I talked to him at a bunch of meetings. He was a great guy. He was very nice. I respected him. He respected me. When Glenn Powell was going up to, when he was around all these people in Toronto, Catherine, I think he was talking with respect and to Catherine, and I think Catherine during the movie, you know, she treated him with respect too, which I really admired. I thought it was cool because, you know, it just shows that even what Catherine said, you know, these people might be racist, but that doesn't mean I have to be racist. And that just shows how these African-American people, you know, they weren't racist. It was really the white people. It was really, you know, these people, like the astronauts, people at NASA, not Glenn Powell or whatever. What's his name again? Oh, yeah, Glenn Powell. And not him. He might have, I don't know if he was racist. You know, I think most of the people that I hang out with that he respected was racist. But it's kind of hard to tell because he did respect a lot of people. So I think that, and then another thing, let me see. I also love when Kevin, I think it's Cost, I don't know how to pronounce it, I'm sorry, knocked down the bathroom sign. So the boss knocked on the bathroom signs and he said, you know, it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what your name is. You know, you can, it's just, it was getting in the way when Catherine was in the movie, in the film, how she was in using the bathroom like a block away and it was, disrupting the time that she could work, you know, it was really becoming a problem, and he just said, I had enough. So that moment was the moral of the story. It was the main idea. That was really the main idea. That's what the directors really wanted to get across, and I think that was great. I think that was a great moment, and that was a great idea off of their part. And, you know, at the time, I was pretty racist, but I really, at that moment, I really respected the boss for doing that. I really respect Kevin for doing that. You know, this whole time, we were getting set back because, you know, the women of color couldn't use the bathroom in that building. And that's just one of them. You know, this whole time, what I said before, you know, we were getting set back because of this dumb stuff. You know, so what? One thing is, We need to stop looking at, you know, the color of people's skins, I think. And this is from my heart to the story and to the actor. Some advice to the actor too. You know, we need to stop looking at the people of color skin. We need to start looking at, you know, how they act. And I think if the actor or if the director can portray that in that film, I think that'd be a great film or a better film. Because I thought he did that. I just think maybe, you know, if you keep doing that, and showing, you know, what these people really went through, especially African Americans, were going through, I think it'd be an even better film. So, one thing I remember from the women is, you know, that I'm always gonna remember is, you know, how they weren't mean to me. They were right, and I admit that. They really were. So, and they're nice people. They never left each other behind. They always stuck with each other. And I feel like the moment they got there, something was gonna change, and I knew that for a fact. So yeah, this is, just so you guys know, this is Paul Stafford, and I'm gonna be signing off for today. I'll see you next time. See ya.